in the name of Jesus Christ, and let this message be like the memorial message for Sister Rhoda Metz, whose funeral service was just today. And I just called 2 weeks ago to Kelsey's family and talk with Rhoda, and I said, "And let's see you after 2 weeks." But never happened now. And I'm, however, happy because I will see her one day in heaven. And his death touched me very strongly because when we met her. We met her first and last time last April when we stayed there, Kelsey's family, a few days. And one morning Lord gave me the word when I woke up and said me that ask Rhoda that if I will heal her, is she ready to come like a secretary for my ministry here in the United States? And she said that yes, I'm ready for that if Lord heals me. And then I asked her that what you have been doing for your leavings. And then she said that, oh, I have been secretary all my life. And that was like the confirmation from the Lord. But I'm not still, however, I'm not worrying that this didn't come to pass, this word, because I need to know that sometimes the battle needs more weight what we have. I prayed 8 months, and many people prayed there in Finland for Rhoda many months that she could heal, but we didn't get the full victory. But maybe because of those prayers, maybe her life was a little bit easier among those sufferings what they had been without prayers. And so let this message be for her memory. And I can bring you greetings from Finland, and all already bring, and that's as can. But also from Israel. I got home from Israel just two weeks ago, and I was there with the group where there were 27 people in that group. 24 from them were born again Christians, and 3% are still outside of the kingdom. But we are praying for those 3% that they could receive Jesus. And two of them came to the meetings to hear the word of God, and there was one old lady, and one meeting Lord her upper back when she was sitting there in the meeting. And so Lord confirmed her that he is, and he is true God, and he is powerful God. And I will believe that those old people will receive Jesus. And we baptized 7 persons from that group in the river Jordan. Before the trip, there was only one lady who was asking me that could you baptize me there in Israel. But then we had a Bible lesson one evening in the hotel, and teach taught about water baptism with Robert Corey. And then there came 4 or 5 persons who said that we want to become baptized next day. And then just there at the gate of the place where is the baptizing place, there 2 persons more came to ask that could you baptize me and me too. And then so there were 7 people together, and it was very blessed hour when we stopped there, when we had a tour there, and I stopped to do this for the baptism. So it's good to obey the Lord also this area, to receive also the water baptism like the Bible teaches us. My days has been quite busy there in Finland after last November. I got my book out from the print, and this is book which is made for those people who God has called in into the ministry. And I can translate this name in English, maybe three phase. This Finnish short word here includes maybe three different English words. This book name, you can say King's Commandment or King's Order or King's Commission. But these small words include they all. But I'm very sorry you can't read it because it is in Finnish. But I met there in North Carolina a Finnish lady who promised me to start to do the work to interpretate it in English, and maybe she could get the work ready in few months, I will believe, and then I have to start to find a place where I could print it in English. And this is already the second printing going now. First printing was just 2 months, and after that I had to take another. And I am sharing it freely everyone who it will need, because Lord has given everything as a gift for me, and I want to do it same way and share everything out and trust God in all cases. I had just $5 in the bank when I booked the first printing, and but Lord provided it, and I had paid it all, and then I booked another printing, and I believe that God also will provide it. He is faithful God. And here in the book there it is collected from preaching tapes. There it's collected from 11 different kind of messages which subject is talking about the call of God to move in ministry and to receive the call and how to operate with it is that it will please God. And one thing where is very strongly that we are living now the we could say 11th hour, and I will read this about here to Matthew 20 and from the beginning. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers, how you say laborers? Laborers for denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go to in the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, "Why have you been standing here?" These were idle all day. They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive." So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to first." And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the worst came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he asked one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?" take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be worst, and the worst last. For many are called, but few chosen. So we see here that there was the 11th hour, and still the landowner was calling there the workers into the vineyard to do work. And I have very strongly to weld in my heart to do all what I could do to call people to come to do work for the Lord, because we are living 11th hour, and very strongly I will that time is very short, and we have to find our own call and our own place into the kingdom of God, what God really wants us to do. Because sometimes there are problems because people are at the wrong place, and the other time the problem is that the people do not receive the call at all. They don't understand that Lord wants them to do something for his kingdom. But I believe that Lord wants to use every member in the body of Christ to do something. I was visiting there last three evenings there in we had meetings there in small church in Tennessee, in we call it Selbyville, that small city. And I felt very strongly after one evening to call people to come in front and make an agreement before the Lord to bring one soul inside to the kingdom in next year period, like 1 year after that date I was preaching. And nearly all people wanted to come, and we just handled these others and prayed that Lord will answer our prayers and use those people to bring oneself inside to the kingdom during a year. And it is biblical, because Bible says that if two of us makes an agreement before the Lord and they will ask it from him, he will give it. And I think that it pleases God much more than any other prayers that we ask him to give us souls, give us people to come inside to the kingdom of God. So it must be most pleasurable prayer beside his face. And so we made agreement, and I said to them, and when you will succeed, that let send me a card to Vinland that you have done what we were asking from the Lord. But I also was making this agreement for my life to succeed, to bring one person or more inside to the kingdom of God during next 12 months. And so we have to test and try all promises and see how faithful God is. And if people really prayed for honestly from their heart, they will receive the answer. Because we need also wait to bring people inside to the kingdom of God. We can't succeed if we have unwait, if we have unbelief our heart, we could succeed to bring anyone inside of the kingdom. Because I think that devil is fighting most against the soul winning. And I think that many churches has the problem because they have lost the main vision from the Lord, that church main work is to bring people inside to the kingdom of God. And that's why there happens many times the dividing, the separation inside to the church, when people start to fight fights against each other because they have, the whole church has lost the main vision to bring people inside to the kingdom of God. That's the way why God has training us all the time and training the whole church and whole body of Christ to do the mission work, not just to the other country, but also in our own neighborhood too. It is also mission built the next door after you here, somebody who is not Christian there, who is your neighbor. There is also a mission field. It's all around us, the mission field, and Lord wants that we share testimony for the people, and then we have to and speak the word of God to other Christian people and share the gospel. But after that, when we have shared out the testimony and giving the word from the Lord, the word of the Lord to them, we have to water this word by our prayers. There will not come to succeed if we don't pray for those people who we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need much intercession this time that we will receive and get the victory. And we have to fight all the time. And church have to fight all the time to get the victory that church could increase. But after that, when we succeed to bring people inside to the kingdom of God, the second main thing is to teach them to live in righteous way, to do what the Lord says them to do, and teach everything what Jesus commanded us to teach them, that they will grow up. It's not Lord's will that there are year after year in the church people who could just receive some drops of milk, and God already wants to give beef, but sometimes people can't receive because there has been so light teaching. And so he wants that we teach people when we lead them inside to the kingdom. I don't know how it is in United States, all areas, but in Finland it happens too much that from the other door there comes people inside to the church, and back door they go back to the world. And that's not God's will. We have to confess that we have not succeed if this happens too much, that people comes inside to the kingdom, but then from the back door they go back to the world. And they are very difficult, those people who has once come inside and then come back to the world. It's very difficult to win them back again. Because sometimes there happens what the Bible says, that when the devil spirit flees from the man, and then the devil comes to see and see that the room is empty, and take the seven stronger spirits and they come to dwell there. And many backsliders, they have those seven spirits, and it's difficult to win them back. Somebody went to make like an interview there in great city in Finland, in Jyväskylä, where Mike has been also sometimes visiting, and those parish leaders of the gang there, they are backsliders. They have been once inside of the kingdom of God, and then they have gone back to the world, and they are leading the, and they sometimes they are even idol worshippers there. And so it's very important to do work that people will stay, that they will get the strong teaching. I don't exactly know what old time preacher Charles Finney really taught to the people, but they says that maybe more than 90% of all people he won inside of the kingdom also stayed there. So there must be very strong root in his messages that he preached so strongly way that they people really came touch it very deeply, that they understood that they now saved from the hell, that they had real way of the Lord, that if they become backsliders, they will come back to the hell. So he preached very strongly, and they says that more than 90% stayed in the kingdom which he brought inside through his messages, and he led much people inside to the kingdom of God. Maybe you have read his books more than me, because most of them are written in English and only few has been translated in Finnish language. But I still remember that one day I read his from his life, and he was a lawyer, and he started secretly. He locked at the door there in his office, and he started secretly read the Bible every day there, and he wanted to know what this heavenly law says. So he was very wise lawyer. He had an office and he had workers there, but then he got interested about what the laws of the Lord are saying, and he read all the everyday Bible, but he locked the door. He wanted not no one to know that he is reading the Bible. But one morning when he was walking to his working place, he got just enough, because the call, the word has made its work, and he felt very strongly his call from the Lord, and he didn't know to go his office. He went to the forest and kneeled now to the tree and started to pray, and she got born again there when he prayed alone. And then he went back to the office, and he said to everybody there that he said to them to see you later, I will not anymore do work with you, I am going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He started his ministry right away when he received Jesus. He stopped immensely his lawyer office and went to do work for the Lord. God touched his life so strongly. Maybe he was like Paul, that Paul also had got the wrong much word there before the wheat of Gamaliel, like the Bible says that Paul had the schooling for the office of ministry of rabbi. So the Paul has the best schooling according to the scripture. But the problem was that he didn't understand anything about spirit. He has the religion teaching. He knew much scripture. But then there the way of Damascus, Lord revealed himself to Paul, and then after that he could preach straight away, and he could teach the Jews that Jesus Christ is the Lord, because the spirits came and opened the word what he had earlier been reading. Before that, even he knew scripture, he was persecuting the body of Christ. And then Jesus revealed him that you are persecuting me, not just those people that persecuting living God. And it was very big change in Paul's life. And sometimes Jesus rebuked some gripes there, saying that you go wrong way because you don't know scriptures and the power of God. So they goes like the hand by hand, the scriptures and the power of God. We have to know both the scriptures and power of God. If you know scriptures, the word of God, it's not just enough. We must also know the power of God. But if we know only the power and we don't understand what the scripture says, we also will go wrong ways. Because the demons will say also the power, and we can't test the power if we don't know what the Bible says, how to test the things. And so we have to know scripture and have to know power of God, and then we will succeed in our ministry. I see too much people in Finland who are doing work for the Lord, but they don't know anything what the Bible says, how to do the work, how to operate with the word. They knew too little word of God, and it's very important to us to read Bible daily and meditate it and think deeply what it really says for us. And Bible says that faith comes comes hearing the word of Christ. And we need to know that the word Christ means anointed. And so it means that when there are coming the word of Christ to our life, it means that there are coming words through anointing for our life. If you just read that book, but we don't have the Spirit, it is not yet the word of Christ. There must be anointing which open us the scripture. When Jesus has resurrected, he met two his disciples there on the way. They called, maybe it is English also called Emmaus. No, you don't know. But however, he met there.
The road?
Yes.
Emmaus.
Emmaus. Yeah, he met two of his disciples there on the way Emmaus, and they didn't mention straight away that it was Jesus who was walking with them. Mm. But then they finally came to a place where they had to go, and Jesus said that I will go on, but they said that stay with us, and then Jesus decided to stay with them, and then they understood that it was Jesus who was walking with them. And then afterwards, when they were discussing about this, what happened there on the road, they said to each other that our heart was like burning when he taught us the scripture. When Jesus was talking about the scripture, the Spirit of God touched same time those disciples' heart, and later they understood that it was really Jesus talking to them. And it happens sometimes also for us that we just straight away don't understand when Jesus is speaking us through the anointing, but later we will understand, oh, it was really Jesus. It was maybe here in United States an old preacher who said that when you cast the bread in the middle of chickens, first they run away, but then they see, oh, this is bread, and they come, everybody want to get it. So the worst reaction sometimes will be when we hear the word of God that it sometimes may give a negative reaction, because maybe the flesh gives the reaction first, and then the spirit starts to understand that, oh, this is real bread. But we have to fight against the flesh all the time and live in spirit, and through his spirit we can get the victory. And he is still calling people into the ministry at the 11th hour, and this has blessed my heart very strongly that he promised here to pay the same denarius for those who he called in the 11th hour, which he has called many, many years ago. It's the same waste for those who maybe there, when he comes one day, there may be somebody who just did work only one hour, 1 minute, and also that person will receive the same denarius. So Lord is counting these things different way. If we get some working place and how many months we are there, our wage depends on that. But in the kingdom of God, there is the different order. Everybody will receive the denarius who start to do work. But it is question about the work that we really do what the Lord of the vineyard command us to do. I remember there was in my home city there one got saved. Maybe she was under 20 years old, young lady, and Lord touched her life very deeply. And after that, she was sharing her testimony many meetings, maybe months after months, and nearly all people were crying when they heard her testimony. But after that, the elders in the church, they decided to put this lady to sit there table where they sell books, and he died spiritually. Because Lord had not called her to sit there, back the table and sell books. Lord called her to share all the time her testimony, that powerful testimony. And many people came really touched, but then the elders did a mistake and gave her wrong place. And so we must know, other people can say us that do this and do that. But we can't do it if the Lord says us also that do this. We need the confirmation also here in our spirit. We must know what Lord has called us to do. If we are from wrong place, we don't succeed. You understand if somebody is had here in natural world his job is to be carpenter. He can't go one morning to the hospital and start to do work there where they make some surgery operation. He can't go with his hammer there. It is impossible. Maybe somebody thinks this is crazy, but this happens many times in church, that people are wrong place, and then the result is very, very crazy. They are not really bearing fruit, because they could know it, because Lord has not given anointing them to do, because they are doing wrong things. So we have to find our own place and do what he says us to do. And then we can see here same to Matthew and 25 also some things more. It takes me a little bit time to find, because I have marked everything in my Finnish Bible and I haven't marked anything here in English. And I'm looking for here Matthew 25 when that last judgment will be. I can start here verse 31 and Matthew chapter 25. Okay, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nation will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goat on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer, righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no wood. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you need not take me in. Naked, and you need not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you need not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. I have been thinking this scripture many times, that because it says that when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and he will sit on the throne of his glory, and then all the nation will be gathered before him. And this taught me very much that because we have to make account for him what we have done. So we can hear, if we turn this like upside down, we understand that this is the work of the church, what he has called us to do. To give drink to the thirsty, and give wood to the hungry, and go to see those who are in prison. And we can understand these things two levels. In physical way, we have to help people who don't have clothes and who don't have wood. But we have to understand this also the spiritual way. That to give wood in spirit, give his word, and give drink, give his spirit. And what it means in spirit to give people who are naked, give them clothes, I think it has something to do with teaching. We have to teach those people to walk in righteous way, that we can dress them on, to put the righteous clothes on them. If we teach them, they start live more and more holy life, and the comment of righteous come upon them more strongly. Maybe you can understand. I did not have all kind of words to describe what I will have in Finnish language. So we can understand that we can find the work what Lord has called the church to do, and understand where we have to make the count for him. So we have to understand this thing in spirits and in natural ways, both ways. We have to do both things. We have to see right concretically, to see people who are there in the jail, who are prisoners. But we also understand that people are in jail in spirit because the devil's spirits bound their life. And so Lord called us to set them free, to cast out the demons, that they will see the glory of the God and his power and his freedom, what he has prepared. So there are those like Bible calls that those very expensive pearls. Many people, we can see some person is drinking, but there will be there is a pearl in that person's heart, and the Son of Man has come to look that pearl. And when we were there in Israel, Brother Robert was just speaking of one man who was a father of a big family there in Brazil, and he had drunk so much that one day he had just slept beside the road, and it was rain season, and so there came more and more mud upon him. And then somebody saw there that there was something, and started to kick him, and said that that why they don't they take this garbage off here? And then he started to think he could do nothing because he was so much drunk, but he heard this voice saying that why this garbage is here. And then he started to think, oh, I'm only anymore a garbage. But then there came a Christian brother who kneeled down there to mud, need not think about his trousers. He just kneeled there and started to pray and lift that guy up and took him to his house and washed him and gave him a new clothes. And after 3 months he was a powerful Christian. He was born again and his life changed strongly. But then he moved to the other city with his family, and that man's name was Vivald, and then the police catch him, and they made a mistake that they thought he's some other guy, and they hurt him very strongly, and they cut some of his fingers here, both hands, and then they put him in the box and put to the grave and put some maybe 1 week with sand upon the box, and he was there 8 days crying to Lord, help him there. And maybe it was the 6th day there was small hole because it rained a little bit, and they came small hole to the sand, and so he could get air inside there to that box, and he was still crying to Lord, then one lady heard this voice, but maybe he was afraid because maybe he thought that somebody is raising from the dead, and he did not open the grave. But she just rolled small pieces of bread through that hole and some water, but it didn't help that brother because his mouth was not just that point down there where she rolled those bread. But when the 8th day came, maybe Lord touched that other policeman, and he came and opened it, the grave, and this man was still alive there. And then this police said to him that you have to go to some other city because of this happening, because he was afraid maybe he stopped because they did a mistake. But he got a little bit confused, that Vivald got a little bit confused because of his mental, and they took him to the mental hospital, and he was there three months. But then one day Jesus woke it to his room and says that you have been suffering enough, and Jesus healed him total. And then he was thought even he did have all fingers in his hand, but he tried to get living for his family, and he was a carpenter, and he was they made a new hotel for some area, and they were first taking off there some old buildings, and when they were cutting down those old buildings, he found there one house an old harp that playing instrument, you understand. And then he got some free time, and then he locked his went to the one room and said to his wife that I'm not coming back this room before Lord Spirit has taught me to play harp. And he was there 3 days getting lessons from the Holy Spirit to learn to play harp, and he learned. When he came there back, he could play the harp, and then he could start his ministry, sing to the people and then preach them. But then there came another problem. There came, because it was wooden harp, and there came termites. They started to eat that wood, and then he tried to kill them with the nails or needles, but he did not succeed very well, and so he took all those other strings, like in guitar you have, they took them off, and those strings, other strings?
Strings.
Okay, he took them off and put. And it was very late evening, and it was very hard for him to finish the work because of those fingers. So he put the harp to the table and went to sleep. And then in the middle night, he understood that the angel came to the room. And first he was thinking that angel came just to fix the harp. But angel didn't not fix the harp. And then somebody knocked the door, and he went to open the door, and all his neighbors were there in the middle of night. at his door, and he was surprised why all the neighbors are there like the balls there. Maybe 50 people there at his door, and maybe it was 2 o'clock at night. And then they said to him that, "Vival, we have not heard you any time playing so nice way what you did this night." And Vival's harp was still there on the table without strings. The angel had played the harp in spirit, and so the neighbors came to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Lord makes miracles still. And Lord started to use him, and he had so powerful testimony that everywhere where he was preaching, people came inside of the kingdom. And I will once tell one story about his life, and then I will go on by preaching. And he then one day Lord showed him a vision to go to open a new church there in the neighbor city, and Lord has showed him the house. He had never been there earlier, but he got one other brother with him, and they drove there, and then other brother was driving a car, and all time Vivald gave him direction, turn here right, turn here left, and finally he said, this is the house what I saw in vision. And then they stopped there, and that house was the house where they were making idol worshipping. They had altar there outside of the house, and many altars there inside of the house. And Vival went to talk with the owner and said that Lord told me to come to open new church this place. and this man was pointing his eyes and seeing his shoes and seeing Vival again. And then finally the man said that if it is really God who has talked to you to open the church here, let's do it. And then they had the first meeting, and 54 persons gave their life to Jesus Christ at its first evening, and Lord really opened the new church there that evening. So we have faithful God, and we need a vision and understanding to do what He says. I need not the life of Cornelius, who was the head of the 100 there. He was a Roman soldier, and it is there in the Acts chapter 10, and the angel came to talk to him and said that you have to send men to pick the Simon Peter to come to visit your house. And so it was very supernatural when the angel came and said Cornelius that call Simon Peter to come. And the same time when those men entered the place where the Peter was, Peter also saw a vision that, and Lord said that, go with those men. And so those two things like met each other. There came the angel talking to Cornelius, and Lord talked through vision to Peter to go. And then there came much fruit inside the kingdom of God when Peter started to preach there in the house of Cornelius. So there were no any natural way there. Nearly everything happened in spirit, in supernatural way. First came angel, then came vision for the Peter. Only natural way was there when those men came to that city where Peter was. They asked there that which house he will leave. That was only the natural questions. Everything, other things were the supernatural things. And there came much people inside the kingdom one evening. And I'm still believing that here in United States and also in Finland, there are really much people who are reading the Word of God and are praying, but they need some advice that they could come inside to the kingdom of God. And problem is that how we can find them. How we can find those people who are praying, who are seeking the Lord. They are like Cornelius, who was an honest man. or they be, will be like that Ethiopian man which Philip led to the cart there when who was driving there with his horse and with the chariot, and he was also reading prophet Isaiah, and it was very easy for Philip to guide this man inside to the kingdom. He was sitting there in the chariot and reading already scripture which told about Jesus. He needed only few words more and then he was ready to come into the kingdom of God. And once I met one lady here when I was there was a flight maybe 3 years ago from Los Angeles to Atlanta, and I was sitting there in the plane, and beside me was maybe my age or a little bit younger woman reading a book beside me, and finally I found out that there was the word Jesus, and then I got encouraged in my spirit to ask that lady at are you born again, and then she said, oh, I don't think so, and he was reading the book from Jesus, but she was not born again. And then she said that I have been in Catholic school, and I'm thinking many things like the Catholic people think. And then I said her that, love friend, that I want to tell you the truth, that there is not any more Virgin Mary because Jesus had brothers. And he was very happy that I told her the truth. And 4 hours I was talking Jesus to her, and then he sent me a card to Finland and thanked that discussing very much, and I sent her from Finland some English language books where it's talk about the salvation. So there are still those people who are thirsty and hungry for God, but we have to wind them, and so we need much more to God's spirit guiding in our life. We have to live more spirit that we can find those people, and that our work will succeed. Of course we can talk every person which we meet, we can talk about Jesus, or we can go to the doors, but I think that much fruit will come if we really hear the voice of the Lord where we have to go. Which day we go there and which day there. I remember one day in my life that I was I decided with my wife to go for a shopping to the neighbor city, and we are leaving quite close the main road, and so we just entered the road, and that city is there at the right hand, but I just maybe I rode only some yards when Lord told me that Jari, make a U-turn and go to the other direction. And I said my five such that I have to turn other direction, and then I turned, and then Lord came in, my mind came an old lady, and he said that go to see that old lady. I had come to see her sometimes, and she had problems with her ears. She could not hear. If you wanted to talk her about Jesus, you have to use very loud voice. And he went to see her, and then she had his hand. There was some cloud put here. And then I asked that what is the problem, and then she said that she was feeding a dog in the morning, and dog instead of that wood what she was giving for the dog bite is her fist, and it all was already black. This whole area was black, and I understood later that we prayed for that hand and blessed that lady and commanded this hand to come well. And then however, went to see the doctor, and the doctor was very surprised because this hand changed very short time normal. And the doctor said that normally it takes many weeks to get normal. And finally, a few days later, Lord saw me a vision and said that if you don't know, if you do not have to make that U-turn and to go see that lady, they had to cut her hand because this bite had so bad. It was really badly black when we start to pray for her hand. So it's good to and best to hear the Lord's voice and right time. And I have gone also sometimes too late. Lord has talked it to me, but I have gone too late. And maybe it was 2 years ago, and I got a call to my home. It was a Christmas morning, 25th of December, 2 years ago, and there was an old lady called me and said that just this morning, ambulance took my husband to non-Christian husband to hospital, and I'm very strongly feeling that he is never coming back there from the hospital. Could you go to see him? And I said, I'm not under any tradition or religion. I can also go at the Christmas day to hospital. And if I can do also at Christmas day some good things for the God, I will do. And then I said to this lady that I will go there to the hospital, but I have to pray first. And Lord said to me very clearly that go there in the afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock. And then I went there, maybe it was 2:05, and the nurses had just lifted this man a little bit up that he could sit there in his bed, and I start to talk with him, and I ask him a few questions and asked that, have you think your life that it will be finished very soon? And he said, yes, I have been thinking this question, and then I prayed for him, and he confessed his sin and repented and wanted to give his life to Jesus. And then I proclaim his sin forgiven. And then I wanted to little bit test this just born brother and ask him that what has been here in the earth when you have leaving him. He was more than 83 years maybe, and asked that what has been the biggest thing here in the earth in your life. And then he said that it is this, that I have received the grace from God, grace from above. And then when the time was coming close to 3, he slept. And later that lady said to me that it was the last clear time in this man's life. He was living maybe 3 or 4 days, but there was no any time in his life that he could discuss with anybody. And so Lord has really deep mercy for this man, just the last clear hour in his life, and he could receive Jesus. And so when I left the hospital just 3 o'clock, I drove to see that lady, and then that lady said to me that, oh, I have been praying here whole time that God will give still one clear hour for my husband, and Lord answered just her prayers. And so, and it's after that lady called me again a few days later and said that, Jari, could you come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ there in funeral service? And I said, okay, I'm ready. And then all the relatives gave to them and all their friends, and I could preach the gospel of Jesus Christ also for them. So God all the time multiplies these things and do mighty things. We sometimes think that we are just doing small things, but then Lord multiplies it, and then it's, after that it's very, very more big thing. I think that I will not take more any scripture, but I tell a last story, and then we will be just stories, but real things what has happened in my life. And I was building house 10 years ago, and I was just buying, before that building time started, I was just buying all kind of equipment for that, all materials, and One morning I was praying and Lord told me very clearly that you have to buy second class insulation for this house, and I start to see the telephone book. Is there any firm, any company which will sell second class insulation? But I didn't find, and then maybe it was the same evening or day after that there came one Christian brother to visit me, and then he told me that he know one place, one building where they got those second class insulation, and then they gave me the name of the factory where they had come, and I called there, and then they said that we can't sell them you directly because we have an agreement with one dealer with some man who owns a hardware store, and then they were very polite there in the factory, and they gave me the number of that dealer, that owner of the hardware store, and I went to see him, and I made a deal with him and bought all insulation for my house, and then I start to share my testimony for him, and he start to cry there in his office, but he did not receive Jesus just that, but maybe it was 4 or 5 years later when I went to see him again. He said that, oh, I am also now Christian, that I accepted Jesus and gave my life to him. And then this man start to have meetings in his house, and I visit to speak there sometimes, and there in his hardware store, there he's sharing all the time the tapes and books, and also my book is there in his hardware store, and he sells it whoever wants to get it. And so Lord just multiplied this word. I was just thinking natural way that Lord commanded me to buy there the second hand insulation that I can have them with a good price, but Lord had planned just much more. He wanted to save that man and his family and all relatives, and this man was former drunk, and then he rose up, and they had like a group where those old drunkers come together. I don't know, do you call it in Finland, they call it AA, but it's same here. And now this man has, there were 10 person in that group, and now this man has led maybe 8 of them, those 10 person inside to the kingdom of God. So this man, one word, second hand insulation has multiplied more and more and more. So God's word is the seed, and we just have to plant the seed, and this then the fruit will come. Lord has called us to plant seed, and if we plant the seed, then the fruit also will come. Maybe sometimes we are expecting that there will come fruit, but we have forgotten the verse to plant the seed. You understand in natural world that if you don't plant the seed at springtime, you can't get any fruit when the autumn comes. So it is also in spirit we have to remember to plant the seed, and seed is what the Lord tells us to do. If I had just kept this word when Lord told me that just go to buy those second class insulation, if I had just keep this word and not do anything with this word, that seed will be dead. But Lord, I start to handle with this word, and then Lord multiplied it very mighty way, and I will give all glory to God. It's not my because of me, but because it's His spirit that this man could come inside of the kingdom of God. So He wants that we bear much fruit, and He wants that our fruit will stay, that it will be real fruit. I will not read anymore, but here in the chapter 15 in John, there is Jesus talk that he wants us to bear fruit. And he says that he is vine and we are the branches. And we cannot bear fruit if we really are the real branches in the real vine tree. And sometimes there, when in natural world they have a vine tree that some branches goes down and that they touch the ground, and then the master of the vineyard will get it up. And what is happening if the branch of the vine goes down and comes again up? There will still come little bit fruit, but this fruit is bitter. And same is our Christian life, is this world gets a part in our heart, our fruit will become bitter. So we have to be real branches in vine tree that we could bear fruit. If we start do things the ways of this world and this earth, there will come problem, and there our fruit will be bitter, and it will be bad tested, and nobody want test it. But if we remember to stay there in true vine and do according those instructions which God gives us, we will bear much fruit, like he says in this chapter, John 15. You can read it more at home, and we will pray and finish this message which I spoke, that I will own it for the Rhoda's memory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your whole presence, and Father, I thank that you will bless these lovely friends, my brothers and sisters here in Fresno, and Lord, I believe that I have succeeded to plant, however, because of this language, but however, I believe I have succeeded to plant some seeds in their heart, and I ask, Lord, that you will multiply those seeds, that fruit will come, hallelujah, and let my sisters and brothers be strong and powerful in ministry, and help them, and help me too, and me and Mauri too, use our time right, that we don't waste time, because time is very short, that help us very deeply, and understand, Lord, that you are coming soon, and you have your reward with you. You have that denarius for us, what we read from the Bible, and we thank that we also here, we are in the 11th hour, that we also could go and do something for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Help us to do what you have called us to do. Hallelujah. And Lord, if we see that we are doing some wrong things, help us to cast them out and do such this what you have called us to do, that we will do right things, right time, that, and help us, your sheep, to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Because your word says that your sheep will hear your voice. So we ask to open our ears to hear your voice this night. Hallelujah. And open also our eyes to see your plans and your vision and your wisdom and everything, all heavenly things. Hallelujah. Father, we lift the name of Jesus Christ upon all other names in this meeting, and we thank you, Holy Presence, and we thank your blessings, and we thank your power, and we thank your help, and ask your God that pour down your anointing for all kind of ministry and all kind of gifts which you have given, and if you are giving something more, I ask anointing for this new also. Hallelujah. Father, we thank your presence. Hallelujah. We thank your power, and we thank some right hands, we thank some elbow, that there will be healing power, and we thank that whole hand will get healed in the name of Jesus. But especially the right elbow, we come and it gets healed now in the change of state, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let there come oil to that elbow in the name of Jesus, and let it get healed, the whole elbow and whole hand. Let it be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be the power of the youth in that hand. Hallelujah. We thank that you restore that whole hand now. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you see everything. You know everything. Hallelujah. Lord, you see this hand and you are powerful God to get it healed just this night. Hallelujah. That your holy name will be glorified mighty way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto you. Lord, you are also powerful God to heal the right angle just now where has been pain and problems. And Lord, we can't there also we pour down your holy anointing oil, the healing power that this angle will get healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we receive healing for this angle in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. And there in the same wood there is a little problem also with the knee, and we command this pain also go there in the joints of the knee, and we thank you, pour down also your anointing oil over that knee. Hallelujah, that this knee problem will go out in the name of Jesus, that this whole wood will come well in the name of Jesus Christ, that your holy name will be glorified. And we give all glory to God, to the Holy Lamb who is sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. Thank your power. Thank we can come in all sickness and all illness and all disease to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive all kind of sickness. We receive the healing now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you came here in the earth to heal all kind of sickness and illnesses and disease. Hallelujah. You are still healing. Hallelujah. Through your spirit. Hallelujah. And that somebody's eyes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will get healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that somebody's right ear now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That it could hear well in the name of Jesus. Let it get healed now. Hallelujah. And we thank your healing power in somebody's neck, and especially at the right side of the neck. We thank your healing power, and we receive healing for that now, Lord Jesus, your name. Hallelujah. And all glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless our lovely brothers and sisters here, Lord Jesus. Bless with mighty blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help my sisters and brothers to be strong and powerful. Hallelujah. And let help them to do work for your kingdom with their all power, with all strength. And hallelujah. And pour down more love, Lord Jesus, because without love we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Help us love more, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us receive more love this night, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give all glory to you. Hallelujah. Bless these people. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Jesus' name be blessed. Amen.